Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino, Canadian Sensation Bearded Wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Boys are in the back. Hello, boys.
I don't know what we're
doing. Hey, what's up, Tony?
Just want to let the chat know, for every time someone says start the show in the chat, I wait an extra fucking 15, 30 seconds.
Smart.
It's hilarious.
Smart.
Show starts when the fucking show starts, dude.
That's how it goes.
Always the Braves.
What were we talking about?
It's always the Braves.
It's fair.
Should have known that the start from Framber against the Sox was a one-off, and it was also involving a team where the Sox, like you said, roller coaster, they're in a valley.
Yeah. There's also might have been a few other things that looked a little bit off from his last start, but we won't get into that.
Here we go again.
We won't get into that.
It was always the Braves. The fucking bat showed up.
Jock just missed a dinger. That was close.
Chucky Morton was pitching on a broken leg.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Because now they're in a... I mean, listen, Astros are out in McCullers, but...
Shoot that man up with some Tortle. Send him back out there.
I don't think
you low can. Pitch count.
I don't think... I don't know what... they don't got much else for pitching,
though. I know.
Like
they
now,
need it tonight. They need tonight.
So this is the thing, though. If they can get tonight, you're looking at an Astros outfield in a big ballpark.
Yeah.
That's going to have fucking Alvarez and Brantley in the outfield. That is a problem. And the guy who's going to be playing center, I think, has played center three times all year.
Can they roll Tuki Toussaint out there?
Tuki Toussaint was tweeting last night. Is he not on the roster?
He might not be on the...
He died.
Can they call him up, though, with the Chucky Morton?
No, they added a left-handed reliever. It's a... Got to go tonight. You need Max tonight.
Fried has to get it tonight.
But mind you, like, I saw a tweet last night and it made a lot of sense. Everyone was like, well, the Braves are going to get figured out by the Astros. The Astros pitching staff is the worst pitching staff the Braves have seen.
Both are decimated.
Right?
Both pitching staffs are not, I mean, technically they are, but technically are not a World Series pitching
staff. Like, you look who the Braves beat to get here. Like, those were better pitching staffs than the Astros.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So. For sure. We do have another World Series game tonight. We do have... Is the pond frozen over tonight, Raldi?
Oh, yeah.
Pond's frozen over tonight.
We got a big one tonight.
Fucking balls bouncing on the hardwood tonight, Mitt?
Oh, yeah.
How was last night?
Last night was sweet. I wish I would have waited a little bit. I think this is the trick on NBA bets. You definitely got to wait and see who is actually playing, because LeBron got announced out and the line moved from morning 4.5 is what I took it at, and then it moved all the way to +2.
That is something that bettors forget. Bruce is walking back to the phones right now. The phone number is 1-833-462-2333. Call the money line. The number is 1-833-462-2333. Bruce will be taking your calls. Thank you, Bruce.
Hi, baby, Bruce.
Call the money line. sorry, excuse me. We are reminded each NBA season, and this was an early reminder.
See, this is why.
Don't take your bets until...
this is the reason I try to stay away from betting the NBA. You never know who the fuck is in.
Normally this early, you do know.
I don't know. It seems like it's getting worse.
Four games in. Soon as LeBron was out, though, my brother-in-law texted me and said, take all the Russell Westbrook overs.
Yeah.
It happened.
That baby sees.
Yeah. Got me some money last night on that. Mitt, but you weren't that cool and calm this morning when we were walking into the building. We were walking across the street. And you're like, fuck this, dude. I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, I was honestly kind of upset, but also I did have all of Russell Westbrook's overs parlayed with an Anthony Davis over and then some random center on the Spurs under rebounds.
What do you mean some random center? Was it Jakob?
Yeah, I think it was, and he had like 14 fucking rebounds and he needed to have under 11. I missed a huge parlay. I haven't hit a parlay in months. Fucking bullshit. That's what I'm really mad about.
Hey, you're either hot or you're
fucking due, and I'm fucking due for a parlay to hit.
Go, baby. Jacopoto is the guy who, if you remember last week, Mitt, I had two five leg parlays, and Jakob went over his point total by 1 point in each of them.
fuck
He'll
that
do that,
guy.
Dude. He'll fucking ball out every once in a while, okay?
Put a bullet in that guy's fucking head. But, yeah, we can go tonight, Tony, if you want.
Jesus Christ, man.
I already got picks lined up. Let's go.
Let's not do the bullet thing. Okay.
You said that.
Metaphorical bullet. Yeah, we'll do tonight. We got NBA tonight. NHL. MLB. I believe we have a Wednesday night college football game, which a caller called in about yesterday. It's Troy Coastal is tomorrow. Or is there another game tonight?
Let's see here.
No, I think it's Troy and Coastal. Okay, that's tomorrow. Next week, do you know what next week is?
What do you got?
Maction.
We got fucking 2 weeks till college ball.
I think Maction next week is actually three games on Tuesday, three games on Wednesday.
There we go.
And I think I've got the numbers dialed in. Here we are, week 8, week 7 NFL. I think the numbers are dialed in. I feel good.
The algorithm?
I feel as if the algorithm may be where it's at.
Hitting its stride.
Maybe where it is, where it needs to be. Let's start with the World Series. There's other sports on tonight. There's other sports on this weekend that people enjoy more. But the World Series is tonight. So we'll start there. Baseball. Where are we at tonight? TNT?
No, it's Fox with fucking Smoltz.
Oh, you didn't. Listen, I will say this. I saw your tweet. I had a baseball coach who, and baseball people love this, who said crooked number, no lie, 1,000 times a week.
Has he always been the guy with Buck since McCarver was gone? There had to be somebody else. So. There has to be.
Listen.
Give me AJ Pierzynski, dude.
85% of the time, if you put up a crooked number in an inning, that inning wins it for you.
Yeah, I mean, we know that, John. And we didn't need to see a highlight of you crawling for a ball in the ninth inning either.
Mitt, it should have went over for you last night, Paul.
I'll take the push in a baseball game. I don't really.
Attaboy.
You punched the numbers, dude.
Attaboy. Oh, you did punch numbers yesterday.
Punched them in.
Did you punch them tonight?
Yeah, I did punch a little bit of numbers in tonight, and I don't know as much about baseball as I thought, but I think the Braves are going to win again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we like to
do. Let's take a look at the numbers. Max Fried. He was very, very good. Before last start, he had given up 2 earned runs, no earned runs, 1 earned run, none, 1, 2. He was very good. His last start, he went 4 2/3, got roughed up, gave up 5 earned runs. He was on the road at the Dodgers. So me and you normally like taking a guy off a rough start. He's got a better ERA at home. He's got a better ERA at night. I think Fried's a good guy to take tonight. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Braves first 5.5. Here we go again.
Urquidy went 1 2/3 against the Bo Sox last start.
Yeah.
Gave up 5 earned runs.
He has not pitched much.
Went 6, gave up 3 earned runs. That was the third. He's pitched twice in this month.
Yeah.
We're getting half with the Bravos?
Yeah. It's minus 150, but fuck it. I'll lay it.
Yeah, I mean, I will too. I wouldn't be like, if you don't want to lay the 150,
I would take
money line as well.
Yeah. I'll probably take both, to be honest.
Minus 102. Down to 144 plus a half.
Even better. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm with you tonight on that.
I wonder who the hell they're going to toss game 3.
We'll see.
Like, I mean,
only time will tell.
Astros will have to throw what's his name? Guy who threw game 7,
right? Yeah. Only time will tell.
Fucking.
But tonight, you and I both like the Bravos.
Yeah. Come on. Keep it going.
Let me see if we got any MLB calls before we move on. Nope. I got a lot of fucking NBA calls. Tell you what, people want their NBA, but before we get there, let's just do this. Phillip from Kentucky, what do you got?
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down. Yeah.
I want to hear Gumpy's take on whether Barcelona is dead after our loss today. And I got a pick for tomorrow. Got Atletico Madrid money line against Levante. Levante is at the bottom of the table with 0 wins, and Atletico Madrid is really good.
Thank you, Philip. What's the line on that? Do you know? Is it high?
Minus 140. Surprisingly.
Minus 140?
Madrid has this weird thing where they tie games, but you have to take that money line. That, okay. That is a play for tomorrow. Yeah, Memphis missed a penalty in the 70th.
Dubai?
Yeah. They would have tied it. Barcelona would probably go. I mean, they're not a good team. They don't have, they're not deep. They're not, like, their squad isn't that good. Like,
they got no money.
Messi covered up a lot of things. Aguero's not playing well. There's so many new players on that squad to fucking get in there. I mean, they're in ninth in La Liga.
Jesus.
Coleman's going to get fired.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks.
Who's at the top of the table? Real, Atletico?
Atletico. I'd like to see Coutinho back at Liverpool, man. I loved him at Liverpool. He's back at Barca, but yeah, Barcelona, it is not pretty. I mean, you have a player like Messi, covers up everything. Mm-hmm. You look at Juventus, how they started without Ronaldo. Like, yeah. You lose players like that. It's not only the skill. They run that whole team every mm-hmm. time they're on the field. They're the architect. Like, so I think Barcelona is in for a downward spiral for a very long time.
With all that being said, do you have picks for tomorrow or no?
Yeah. Today we are 2-2 right now. Sevilla scored in the 97th and it was brought back on a handball.
How's Mallorca going?
That was a tie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you win that game or no?
No, you jinxed it. That was on you.
Nick double jinxed it. It was not just me.
You fucking Mallorca boys.
It was a great restaurant in the south side of Pittsburgh.
I'll be a fucking Mallorca boy any day of the week.
It's delicious.
Anyway, I bet on Lazio, I'm getting burned right now. If I bet against them, they win.
Bullshit.
And then the other way, I mean, I'm going to bet on them this weekend. But tomorrow, I think we only got La Liga going tomorrow.
Okay.
Three games. Real Sociedad draw no bet versus Celta Vigo. Sociedad tied Atletico on the weekend. They were actually up 2-0, blew that lead. They haven't lost in 12 in all competitions. And this is a quick turnaround. Celta Vigo played on Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I like Sociedad here, draw no bet. I'd even think about taking them at, I think they're like plus 150 money line. I wouldn't shy away from that.
Okay.
Granada, draw no bet versus Getafe. Getafe's in dead last, 0-2-8. Granada's last two, they beat Sevilla and tied Osasuna, who's also a good squad. So I like Granada, draw no bet there. And then that caller just said Atletico moneyline over Levante. I mean, Atletico 1-9, Levante 0-5-5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck. I'm not going to say anything about any restaurants or any games for tomorrow.
Levante probably is beautiful.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Not going to say anything. Yeah. Stanley from Wisconsin, what do you got?
Hammer down, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you? Hammer down.
All right, man. I'm doing good. All right, so I got some holy NBA player props for tonight. Let's see, Brandon Ingram over 23.5 points. He's pretty much gone over his point total in every game so far without Zion being in there. Bam Adebayo for the Heat over 17.5 points. He had his career high last year against Brooklyn, and Brooklyn really doesn't have a center right now.
Okay.
Bradley Beal over 26.5 points and over 1.5 three-pointers. Every time him and Jason Tatum plays against each other, they have a little battle because they're both from St. Louis, so they have a little battle against each other, so it's always a good matchup. And then I would throw a little sprinkle on Russell Westbrook tonight for a triple-double. He's back in OKC, so anything's possible.
That's true.
Hammer down.
I like that. I like the Russell Westbrook OKC, especially if is LeBron playing tonight, Mitt?
No,
any idea? LeBron's out, so I definitely like that.
Hey, shout out LeBron. That was a great fit last night.
I don't know
what that hat is, but that thing was awesome.
The sweater with the great fit last night. Good shot.
I don't know what that hat is. It was
sick. Shout out LeBron on the fit last night.
Baby.
I like the Westbrook angle. Actually, he brought up the Heat that are dogs tonight. I was looking at potentially taking the Heat. That number's come down quite a bit just because the Nets are still, you know, figuring it out. Lakers only minus 4. Breaking news, J.J. Watt is out tomorrow night. I don't think that affects the game much. Do you?
Yeah. J.J. Watt, dude?
I think they'll be all right. You think J.J. was going to move that line?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm taking Packers.
I know you are.
At whatever that is.
I know you are.
That, I think, feels like 6.5 is as good as we're going to get at this point in time.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Lane from Indiana, what do you got on the NBA tonight? We're just going to knock out this. Lane, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
I got a couple plays in the NBA tonight. I am going to be on Miami's money line at plus 145, and then I also have the Hawks to cover 5 tonight.
Thank you, Lane. That was a good call.
Fucking.
We didn't add any information, but
mark this day down in history, Tony.
What happened?
And this is why I talk about staying away from betting cup games. Bayern Munich is down 5-0 to Mönchengladbach.
But you love the Gladbach boys.
That is insane.
Yeah, you said it.
You just never know who's going to play.
Chandler from Iowa, what do you got?
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
What's up, boys?
Hey, what's up?
Tonight I got 3 NBA picks. LaMelo Ball over 32.5. I got it at 31.5 last night. Points, rebounds, and assists.
Oh, okay.
DeAndre Ayton double-double and Phoenix win. That is plus money. And then AD 25 points plus LA Lakers to win at plus money as well.
Okay. Before we get to the other calls, Mitt.
It's plus money.
What?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, player performance double is plus money, but I like all those.
Okay. What do you like tonight?
I really like the Atlanta Hawks minus the 5. Like that caller, not the last one, but the one before, said. The Pelicans stink defensively. They have no guards to guard Trae Young. Mm-hmm. Trae Young could have 45 tonight.
Okay.
I really like the Pacers. They're going to Toronto. They just got beat by the Bucks. It was a close game. The Pacers are a good team, and Toronto Raptors kind of
stink. Did you go see that game?
I did go and see that game. I had a Bucks minus 2 ticket. My buddy wanted to go. He's a big Giannis fan, so went.
Did they cover?
Yeah, they did cover, and the under did hit, so it was kind of a free game.
Okay, good night, Mitt.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was fun. I also like the Boston Celtics minus 4 tonight.
Okay.
Like that dude said, Jason Tatum and Bradley Beal are going at it. Jason Tatum is kind of just due for his great night, how Jaylen Brown has been. I also like the Memphis Grizzlies plus the 2.5 going to Portland.
I like that too.
Yeah, the Portland Trailblazers stink this year.
They have not been great. They can't play defense. Jaw's been on fire.
Yeah, and Dame, it's like Dame can't even shoot that well this year, so we'll see.
He'll get that figured out.
Yeah, I mean, hey, how about this? Russell Westbrook has a better 3-point shooting percentage than Damian Lillard right now. Let's go, Lake Show.
That's wild.
Yeah, and Lake Show tonight. This is a homer pick, hand up homer pick. But Oklahoma City stinks. LeBron is out, but Anthony Davis will probably have 30. Russ will probably drop another 20 at least. And then let's get Melo on 20 burger. Let's go.
Okay, 20 burger.
Let's go, Melo.
Off the bench, baby.
The bench, baby.
I might do a little dog sprinkle here.
Ooh.
Dog money line sprinkle on Grizz and Heat money line is dogs.
I really like
plus
the Grizz.
+418.
I don't like betting against Brooklyn.
No,
but
I know.
Tonight would be a good night to do it. Bam. I like the Bam player prop that one kid had, the player performance double. Sorry.
Fucking Roma with the comeback. Here we go.
What happened?
Roma's up 2-1.
Oh, I thought you said Tony.
No, they're down 1-0.
I thought you were talking about Tony Romo.
Fucking Dimitri Payet fucking scored first game back for Marseille.
Always. Daniel from Arizona, what do you got?
Hey, boys. First time caller. Hammer down.
Hammer down. Welcome to the show, Daniel. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm with you guys on Miami. I'm going to take the points, parlay with Memphis plus the points.
Oh, boy.
Lock it in. See you at the window.
Thank you, Daniel. Too many people on those dogs.
Yeah, that's the
they're dead.
The
they're dead.
Da-da-da. Michigan State game this weekend has all of a sudden turned into a stay away.
Hold on. Let me we'll do one more pick here and then we'll get to that. Billy from Boston, what do you got?
Hey, boys, hammer down.
Hammer down.
I tried to call Monday, but the phones are down, so a little bit of thunder came out. But quick shout out to the best soccer team in the world, Liverpool, Gumpy up the Reds.
Yes, sir.
I have NBA parlay tonight. I have the Grizzlies, Portland over 234,
okay,
and the Heat plus 3.5. And then I threw this on Monday. I don't know if the lines have changed, but I took the Bengals minus 10 and then Buffalo minus 13.5. So I have a feeling those games are just going to be total shit kicking. So.
Whoa. Take it easy, dude.
I believe those lines have moved.
Only by half a point, I think.
I thought Bengals were up to 11.5.
Wait, Tony, is that dude still on the line?
Nope. Oh. Why?
I was going to ask why he wasn't taking the Celtics tonight.
Oh, sorry.
But it doesn't matter.
That's on me. Huh. Yeah, the Bengals have moved from 9.5 to 11.5. Now, you say, like, if you like them at 9.5, why don't you like them at 11.5? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to stay away from that game.
I'm not going to do it.
What? You want to take the Jets?
No, not this week. I got, let me see here. Where's this game at? Talking about Jets?
Yeah.
We talking about Bengals?
Yeah.
So yeah, I got this game that my numbers say this game should be 11.5. And that's where it's at right now.
Fucking Johnny on the spot, dude.
So that's going to be a stay away.
All right.
Now, the Bills and Dolphins. I like the Bills.
Yeah, everybody should.
I like the Bills.
Everybody should. There's no reason. This is the same as the Jets last weekend against the Patriots. If you bet on the Dolphins, you're an asshole. There's no reason to.
Yeah, I think the line should be up over 14.
I'd say 17.5.
That's, yep.
Yeah.
I'm also, like, if we're talking, there's some games out there that I'm going to put on my hazmat suit and potentially go into. I don't know if Colts is a hazmat, but I think I'm going to take the Colts.
Yeah, potentially. I'm with you there.
I think I might take the Bears.
I'm not with you there.
Okay. And I also may take the Vikings.
I'm staying away from that one because that one just...
Potentially the Panthers. That's the one I was talking about. That's the one I was talking about.
We can't do that again, can we?
I'm going to check the...
I mean, I'm going to check some things. But I shouldn't say anything. I am for sure taking the Lions at home.
Are you?
Yeah. Lions get a win this weekend.
I'm gonna stay away from that.
It's happening.
I don't need them to have a letdown after everything they fucking put out.
They got
last
a bye
week
next week.
It's not That's happening. Even worse.
Nah, they need to get one before the bye week. Fucking MCDC kicks the shit out of all of them.
The Thursday night game, 55% of the tickets, 70% of the money on Cardinals. Do you think it would be more? Ticket-wise?
No, because I think that's a very good number for the Packers.
Browns are getting 63% of tickets, 73% of the money against Steelers.
I'm not going to take the Steelers, but I do think the Steelers win that game.
Okay. Tomlin as a dog is the best head coach in the league as a dog. Yeah. Fun fact. Bills are getting 90 and 85, so I think that's going to be just a stay away for that reason. Falcons are getting 60-60.
They're what, 3 or 3.5?
3 is the last time I saw it. If it's 3.5, then yeah, it's still 3. It's still 3. Bengals are getting 93% of the tickets, 93% of the money.
Yeah. Can't do it.
No. Titans are getting 60-60, so Colts, thank you.
What's that, plus 1?
It's now come back to the Colts are now the favorites again. Colts are minus 1.
Yeah, so money line.
Actually, Colts are now minus 1.5.
All right, money line.
Yeah. Where was I at? 49ers are getting 62% of the tickets and 80% of the money. Lions are getting 62% of the tickets, but only 40% of the money. So the money's on the Eagles in that one. Rams are getting 73% of the tickets, but the money is split. I kind of like the Rams in this spot, but I'm not going to take it, but
It's in Houston or
I just
LA?
Feel like, you know, like I don't know if they slept a walk against the Lions. But like, maybe it's like a wake up, like, hey, we can't let these fucking teams hang around. Maybe. I don't know. It is in Houston. We don't know if Tyrod's playing or not yet. He started practicing again today, but
feels like that's next week.
I agree. Davis is still getting first team reps. Chargers and Pats split 50-50. Chargers are getting the money, though. That I don't think I'm going to take anything on that game, but that'll be interesting.
I'm
taking Pats.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in Bill in that one.
Okay. Seahawks are getting 72% of the tickets, but the Jags are getting 75% of the money.
Still 3.5.
Let me look. Yes. It's a good number if you want the Jags. I thought about it.
Yeah.
I seriously considered the Jags, but I don't want to do that.
No.
I do think Trevor Lawrence is the better quarterback in this game.
You'd have to believe.
You'd have to believe that.
So.
Bucks are getting all the tickets and all the money against the Saints.
Yeah. What's that, 5.5?
Yes. Some spots are at 6, though, so. After the way the Saints look, that's... I wouldn't expect that to go any other way. Football team's getting the tickets and the money here, 64% and 60%.
Are you taking the Broncos?
No, I'm not taking anything here.
Oh. Yeah, Washington. I think Washington played well against Green Bay.
Actually. Yeah, they just stalled in the red zone.
And I think
Judy's back. Is that true, Mitt?
Yeah, Judy posted on Instagram, and it seemed like he is back.
Cowboys are getting 81% of the tickets, but only 40% of the money.
We are all the way back, like the Vikings boys.
Even more. And then Monday night, it's Monday night, but Chiefs are getting 60% of the tickets, 55% of the money. Now, this is Monday, so I'm not going to dive in too much of this, but there's a part of me that wants to take old Big Blue on Monday, but I am not going to do that. I think the line should be more like 7 than 10, but
what would this line be if the Chiefs were rolling? 14?
14 easily, but they're not rolling.
Far from it, my friend.
They fucking but stunk.
If anybody can get a defense going, it's the Giants offense.
You're 1,000% correct.
You know, like if there's a time for a defense to figure things out, they would be against that offense.
You are 1,000%
correct. But I mean, Giants offense looked good against Washington. Carolina's defense has been good.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's roll through some of these college ones. Miami and Pitt is split as far as money's concerned. You doing anything with that one?
Is that down to 9.5, I've seen?
Yeah.
It was 11.5 before?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, it feels like a lot.
All right, Michigan State. Michigan State is getting 60% of the tickets and 70% of the money.
I want to take Michigan State. I really do. I really do.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet there. College, I'm still tinkering around quite a bit. Are you going to take Michigan State?
I mean, gun to my head, I probably will.
So, for some reason, do you know why Illinois and Rutgers has been locked on FanDuel for the last, like, 3 days?
Because the line was wrong?
Excuse me, what?
Why was Rutgers a favorite after Illinois just beat Penn State?
At Rutgers, you mean? Or, sorry, at Illinois?
Yeah.
And...
That would honestly felt like a glitch.
They came out as a favorite, and then... While the bet was up, 80% of the tickets and 95% of the money was on Rutgers. Feels like something might be going on there.
With Illinois?
Maybe with Rutgers. Maybe with Illinois. I don't know. Did someone from Jersey get to a kid?
I don't know. That was the weirdest line I've ever seen in my life. Rutgers has been god-awful.
Fucking Maryland's getting all the tickets and all the money against Indiana. Does that surprise you?
Against Indiana?
Yeah.
Indiana's dead.
I know, but playing Maryland's great. Baylor's getting all the tickets and money against fucking Texas.
I've fucking been dying with this team, but I am going to pull the trigger on Texas.
Okay.
I think they just run. So Baylor's... let me pull this up, Tony.
Dave Aranda. JB's go.
I was taking a deep dive into this game last night because I wanted to take Texas, and I was trying to just justify it to myself why I wanted to deal with this pain again. Baylor's statistics, red zone efficiency, 128th.
Not good.
Third down conversion, 68th. Mm-hmm. First down, 78th. Sacks allowed, 124th. Point, 75th.
Yeah.
At some point, that's got to get you.
Yeah, because you would think no matter how good Baylor's defense is, Texas is going to score. You'd think.
Like, third down. Like,
is Texas coming off a bye, too?
Yeah. Like, I think they could just run the ball with
Bijan.
Yeah.
I'll probably stay away from there.
I'll probably take Texas. And it'll probably,
I might. I'll
Texas probably look at that fucking again. Run it up in the first half and give up in the second half.
I was
Who's that quarterback? Is the other kid back?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I'll have to. I got to do more deep dives.
I don't know why college. I got this blind fuck.
I was getting 80% of the tickets.
Iowa?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that line is absurd, too. You can throw that in with the Rutgers line. Why is Iowa plus 3.5?
I don't know. Trying to think. Look at any other ones that are sticking out here. Georgia's getting 70-70 against Florida. That line's up to that line's very high.
Here's another one, Tony. UCLA plus 6.5 at Utah.
I know. I have UCLA written down right here.
I'm gonna take I'm gonna take UCLA money line as well.
Yeah, Cuse is getting both these lines are awesome. Cuse is getting 75% of the tickets and 92% of the money against Boston College. I was looking at that side. That scares me a little bit, though. And then
you're looking at BC or Cuse? I'm riding with Cuse till it's over.
Florida State.
Yeah. these lines are
Florida State plus 10. Obviously, they're getting 80% of the tickets and 85% of the money. Clemson hasn't covered one game yet this year. Not one.
This is one of those ones that just looks way too obvious.
Texas Tech and Oklahoma, that's split, but that's a big line. I think that's it as far as things that stood out.
Oh, Oregon State.
They're getting Cal. 90. Oregon State's getting 98% of the money.
Louisville plus 7 at NC State.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm picking all road teams.
Kentucky, there's a fucking weird line. Kentucky, one loss to Georgia, going up against Mississippi State. They're getting 90% of the money, but they're a 1-point favorite, Kentucky against Mississippi State. Ugh.
None of it adds up this week. None of it fucking adds up.
It's a tell you what.
Right now,
it's Halloween
weekend. Yeah, I had 4 last week and it went well. So obviously, I have fucking 10 this weekend.
Louisville's getting all the money, by the way, and all the tickets against that NC State.
So it's just obvious week. Just everyone's picking thing. Because I look at these lines and I'm like, how do you not
I take know. This?
BYU money line at home against Virginia.
It's Halloween weekend. Things might get fucking weird, dude.
It's college football. They always do.
True. All right. Let's go back to tonight. Let's go to the ice. By the way, forgot to remind me about it earlier. Coin's 29-0.
Well, we were waiting for tonight.
Coin's 29-0.
The coin is on an unbelievable streak right now that should not be tampered with. We'll let the coin rest tonight.
I agree. You can't run a coin out back-to-back.
It's never lost. What's the worry?
That you overuse it.
This is how bad things happen. People get greedy.
That's what happened last year.
Moderation never lost. Is key.
You're right.
It's 29-0.
You can't just trot the coin out there every night and expect it not to blow its elbow out.
Uh-huh.
But Nick, we can try it out every night, and he's fine.
And those elbows will blow out. another so-so night, 2-2 last night.
It's all right. I mean, it's all right. Just fucking tread.
We got a lot of variance here. We're back at it.
Treading water. Couldn't get some that
fucking games tonight.
Couldn't get
though.
That $25 back on that parlay insurance.
Yeah, 2-2. But the coin helped us out. All praise be to the coin.
All praise be to the coin.
Tonight, we have the Boston Bruins.
Your beloved Bruins.
Wear your mask if you can.
At the Florida Panthers. I'm on Florida minus 130.
What?
Hey,
is that the game you're going to be watching tonight at 8 o'clock on That's Hockey Talk?
I think so. There are two options because the TNT game
Where's
is
it
later
at?
Tonight.
Where's this game
hold
at?
Hold on, pal. Hold on. The TNT game, the national game tonight, is until 10 p.m. Okay. So the Boston Bruins are at the Florida Panthers. That is one of the possible options we may watch okay. on the watch along for That's Hockey Talk at 8 p.m. YouTube.com/ That's Hockey Talk. We will be joined by Marcus Foligno of the Minnesota Wild tonight as well. If you're not familiar,
will you do me a favor?
Man threw a Superman punch on the ice last week.
Will you do me a favor? Tell him to tell Parisi I said what's up.
I'm sure we can relay that message because Parise is on the Islanders now.
Thank you.
But they did play today. The other game that is happening tonight at 7:10 will be the Detroit Red Wings at the Washington Capitals.
The Wings are hot.
The Wings have been playing better than they were last year. Everyone's still looking at them like the same shitty team as last year. Still a shitty team, but not as shitty.
Okay.
I'm going to stay away from this one, but there are a lot of people who are jumping all over the value with the Wings at plus 184 on the money line. The problem is the Capitals have been absolutely laying the wood to teams.
Okay.
It's one of those situations where I think people are like, okay, the Caps have to cool off at some point. We thought that may happen the other night. It did not. So I'm going to stay away from this one tonight.
Okay.
Now.
What?
Leafs and Hawks.
What, Gump? Go ahead.
How is Vegas plus 138 at Dallas?
Vegas played last night, and they're starting their backup tonight. I'm going to take
I'm
going to take Dallas. Laurent Brossoit.
Laurent Brossoit.
I'm going to take Dallas tonight.
Who's in between the pipes for Dallas?
I think Hudobin.
Oh, Kudo. So that's first start of the year.
I'm not sure, but Dallas is minus 166.
Okay. Leafs, Hawks?
Yeah, this shit bowl. The Blackhawks, as you know by now, are mirrored in a scandal.
Scandal!
This is quite the scandal game.
Scandal!
Scandal game. This is not a...
I believe they're also 0-5-1.
They also stink. The Leafs, while stinking, and I said this last episode, I'm doing anything I can to stay away from the Leafs.
Scandal game.
But this is gambling, baby. I'm back on the Leafs tonight.
Oh.
I'm going with Toronto. Puck line, -1.5. You could also take them in regulation if you want. They're -130 to win in regulation.
Jesus. Nick, you're fine. If you just follow the list of rules, you bet against the scandal. So you're fine taking
the Leafs. We got two things here going. It's not just the scandal game. It's that the Leafs are a historically low shooting percentage. If you don't know about shooting percentage in hockey, it's every player on the team has a percentage that they shoot at and score at, right? Usually it hovers anywhere from like 10, 11, 12%, something like that. They're all way down the list. So that means the Leafs have been getting chances. They just haven't been able to finish. We're banking on this is the night against a terrible Blackhawks team.
Shooting straight they start finishing. Chest, dude. Pick a corner out.
All the numbers are saying the Leafs should be scoring goals that they're not scoring. This is the night, we think.
Check the list. Death game, you bet on the team that had a death. Scandal game, you bet on against the scandal. Interim coach game, you bet on the interim coach. Revenge game.
But we're running into something we may have never seen before.
Revenge game, you bet.
Scandal shitbowl game.
Scandal shitbowl, you still bet against the scandal.
It's a suck session.
And to be in all fairness, that Florida game is also a bit of a scandal game because Coach Q, Quinville, now coaches for Florida. He was the coach of the Hawks at the time. He's coaching tonight. He's meeting with Gary Bettman, the league commissioner, tomorrow night. But he's coaching tonight. A lot of people are pissed off that he's coaching. He hasn't gotten any punishment or discipline yet. He may not. Who knows? That's up for Bettman to decide. But a lot of people are pissed he's coaching tonight. But, you know, I'm going to take the chances there.
See, that's different because that's a scandal plus rally for your coach game.
Okay. Just wanted to get the clarification there.
Coach Q.
Yeah, Coach Q's catching some heat. And finally, we'll wrap it up with the Flyers at the Edmonton Oilers. The Flyers have not played on the road yet. They've only been at home. They've only played four games, and they've all been at home. The Oilers are a wagon.
Okay.
The Coilers?
The Coilers. I'm going to take the Oilers puck line -1.5 at +128.
I heard from my sources that McDavid is zooming around.
Are we not doing the 60-minute win anymore?
So I'm going to take the puck line at -1.5. The 60-minute line for the Coilers, as you affectionately call them, is -125.
Ooh.
Do them all.
So that's, to me, those are either or, whatever you want to do there.
I'll hit the Coiler 60-minute line, -125.
Okay.
And real quick, Tony, our boy PSU Auto.
Yes.
Him and I were chatting before this. He's got a parlay thrown together here, or he wanted me to drop this one on you and throw it out there for the people.
Thank you. He's
got Detroit plus 1.5.
Okay. Yeah.
Toronto minus 1.5.
Okay.
Dallas minus 1.5.
Okay.
Jeez. And Flyers plus 1.5. Ooh. That's 1571.
Thank you, PSU Auto. It's risky Auto.
Business there, Mr. Auto.
If there's a guy that knows numbers in hockey, it's PSU Auto.
He knows Auto.
All right, let's go to the boost before we end tonight, today, the show. You get it. Mate, you ready?
Yeah.
Please put up the boost graphic.
It's up.
Thank you. Jason Tatum and LaMelo Ball each to make three or more threes.
I love it, Tony.
Plus 250.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, Giannis to score 90-plus combined points tonight. Plus 200.
Where's that over fucking hockey thing? Is that not every night?
Oh, hold on. Give me a second. I'll find it.
The over how many goals? I think
it's weekly specials, right?
I don't know about the 90. Maybe.
That thing wasn't even. They missed by like 20 goals.
Yeah, that went way under.
Yeah, that was tough.
Ja Morant and Dame Lillard to have 25-plus points each. I like it. Give me that one. Give me that one. Okay, Mitt?
Yeah, you can take that one.
Lock that one in.
Mitt you got
doesn't
it.
Like that one.
He doesn't.
I do not like that one. I don't think Dame is going to get it, but...
We'll see.
We'll see.
Two plus total goals scored in the first period of Detroit and Washington and Philly and Edmonton. That's a lot of goals.
It should happen, but... That's like that's a lot of goals. That's a lot to rely on.
Capitals, Leafs, and Panthers all to win.
I would feel more comfortable taking that one at plus 350. That's pretty nice.
It's pretty
good. That's pretty tasty.
It's a juicy little boost.
And Gumpy, I don't think it's up, what you were talking about. The daily specials, I didn't see it either.
Sorry, I'm entrenched in the UFC matchups this weekend.
Oh, who you got?
They're not up yet.
The boost isn't up. The fights are, though.
The boost is, we'll talk about it when the boost is up.
Just remember that this is going on, starts in the afternoon. This is an early one.
It's
in Abu Dhabi.
We're Yas Island.
Oh, fucking Teixeira's going against Blackowitz? Jeez. Oh, Peter Yawn? I'll probably do a Peter Yawn.
Gumpy, what are you going to do if someone goes heel and climbs the cage and smashes Hasbulla's tiny baby skull?
That's never going to happen.
Why would you say that?
I'm just, like, will you be able to process it and move forward with your life if something tragic were to happen?
That's no, I won't. Happen. And it won't happen. He has protection.
He also has enemies.
Nah. He has guys that open his drinks for him, ringside.
Are they sipping those drinks to test for poison?
They will.
Yeah, they will.
They better be.
Why aren't you one of his guys?
What's that?
Why aren't you one of his guys?
Hasn't reached out.
Okay. He will. He will. Good show. We covered everything. We did it all. Every single sport you could ever imagine. Except for NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm still a little UFC. Pissed we'll off that. About Truex not showing up.
We'll do that next. We'll do that tomorrow.
What happened to Truex?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Can't talk about it today. Can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. YouTube.com/HammeredDown. Might be doing a giveaway if we get to a certain number there.
What?
We're close to a certain number there. So be on the lookout for that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody.
Tell your enemies, Tony likes to say.
I do say that. Tell everybody.
Holy shit.
I don't want to leave anybody
West
out.
Ham just knocked Man City out of the car.
Shut up. Cup.
Hammers are buzzing, dude.
We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show, with the Thursday night football same game parlay. Risk free. Tomorrow. Pack.
Is tomorrow.
Cardinals. Thursday.
Thursday night football, risk free same game parlay Thursday.
It is. Make sure you tune in for that. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.